98,084 miles from Earth, velocity 5,547 feet per second. We have a conversation in progress. We'll tune in.
Houston, Apollo 10, how much notice do you need for that water dump? Over.
Roger, just as much as possible, 10, and that's all I can tell you. We'd like an hour or so, I guess. Looks like we got less than an hour. Why don't we go ahead and plan it for 22:30? That'll be fine. 23:30 is planned, John. We'll put the word out.
Okay, fine.
Roger, we'll put the word out for
23:30.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. Astronomers at a number of observatories throughout the world will attempt to watch this wastewater dump scheduled for 23 hours, 30 minutes into the mission. The mid-course correction is scheduled for an elapsed time of 26 hours, 32 minutes, 56 seconds. Will be done with the service propulsion system. 49 feet per second, delta V. Duration of the engine firing, 6.7 seconds. With this maneuver, we will be doing part of the correction to place Apollo 10 over the proper ground track at the moon. We want the same ground track that the Apollo 11 spacecraft will follow. And we will obtain part of it with this maneuver, and then the remaining part with the lunar orbit insertion number one burn. This is Mission Control, Houston. Minutes. Apollo 10 is 99,263 miles from Earth. Velocity is 5,500 feet per second. We had some brief air-ground conversation just a few moments ago. We'll play that for you.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We'd like you to close the portable tank inlet valve now.
Okay, I'll get it.
Houston, this is 10.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. Go ahead.
On this cycle of cryo fans, how long do you want us to leave mine?
Stand by. Apollo 10, this is Houston. The cryo fans, 2 minutes for each tank. Same for H2 and O2. Over.
Okay.
Roger out.
This is Apollo Control at 23 hours, 4 minutes. The flight surgeon, Dr. Willard Hawkins, advises that the radiation exposure to the crew to date is the equivalent of about 3 chest x-rays. This includes that received during the passage through the Van Allen radiation belt, the area of highest radiation. Here, we're having conversation now.
Houston, this is 10.
Go ahead, 10.
There's another space first for Tom Stafford, although it probably won't rank as high in the technical annals as the first space rendezvous he and Wally Schirra performed.